Thank you, Brother Sims. We, at this time, open up the floor for questions for those brothers that have a question or comment. We ask you to, again, speak in the microphone very clearly and loudly enough that we can all hear the question. Questions, brother? Comments? Brother Schuyler?
Thank you, brother. I just had a question regarding the ascensions. If you recall in John chapter 20, verse 17, this was after Jesus has resurrected and he speaking to Mary. In verse 17, he says unto her, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God." And then she, in the next verse, it says she did just that. It's my assumption that that means that he went to the Father at that moment. I don't have all the detail and I'm not exactly sure, but it seems to imply that he did. And if so, does that qualify as a type of ascension as well?
It doesn't really tell us. I mean, I could only assume the same as you did. But scripture doesn't tell us that. So I'm not going to be able to just answer that question.
Brother Richard?
The account of the ascension, it's a great study. It's inspiring. I thought maybe you might mention, and maybe I, but the psalmist gives us a view of what coronation day was when Jesus ascended in the 24th Psalm, when he says, beginning with verse 7, "Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors. The King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? "The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors. The King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. So, and I've always associated that with the ascension of Christ. In regard to my brother's question here, the words that were said to Mary, modern translations, you know, don't say "touch me not," but rather "don't cling to me." She would have been just the same as the other women that we read about, and he's simply saying, you know, "I'm not done. I've arisen from the dead, but I'm going to my Father, and then I'll come back again someday." And when he says, "I've not yet ascended to my Father," he meant 40 days from now. I used to hear this. People would preach sermons about Jesus made a round trip to heaven in a matter of minutes because he had talked with Mary, and then just a short while later he sees the other women, and the scriptures clearly say that they were clinging to him. But the New King James says, you know, he says to Mary, don't cling to me. So I think that's the logical answer on that. I may have misunderstood you, but Galilee is about 80 miles from Jerusalem. So when the disciples were told to go to Galilee, Jesus is just keeping them on the move. They needed to get out of Jerusalem soon because maybe their lives were in danger. But Galilee is not close to Bethany or to Jerusalem. It would have taken them at least 2 or 3 days if they were walking from, you know, daylight till sunset to get there. Just look at a map and you'll see that. But anyway, I enjoyed your remark. Let me just say, brother, I don't want to open a, you know, any controversy here, but I don't want to take away, but most of us here, We don't celebrate any holy days. I've never celebrated, you know, holy days, holidays. Christmas, yeah, is just another day of the week to me. Easter is just another day of the week to me. And I don't recognize it as the birth of Christ. I'm not some militant person about it, but it's not something that is commanded in God's word. So in case somebody brings it up, you know, we, most of us here do not celebrate holidays.
So the answer to your first part of Skyler is what he said. Okay.
Questions? Brother David?
Richard kind of stole my thunder on Psalm 24, and I was going to ask you about that, if you made any connections to Old Testament prophecy. And so since Richard's pointed out Psalm 24, I'd like to also tie in the 7th chapter of Daniel. If I could just make this input, it's not so much a question, I guess, but where he came before the Ancient of Days. Now, I don't know if everyone here would agree with this or not, but one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven, he came to the Ancient of Days and brought him near before him. I may stand corrected on this, but I've always taken that to be a reference to Christ's ascension and his entrance into heaven. In fact, I'd welcome any critique from you or anyone here, for that matter, on that interpretation of this passage. It seems to me that the coronation, and you mentioned this toward the end, that the coronation of Jesus as king was clearly associated with his ascension and his seating at the right hand of God. I guess that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, I didn't mention David or Psalms. I was given 45 minutes, and I'd like to stick to my time frame. Now, I'm not sure if you ever been to the Shreveport meeting, but Bobby Cunningham will give you a reference verse to explain. And I always ask Bobby, how long do I have to speak? And he says, oh, 20 minutes. And I love Bobby, but I can't talk about my Savior for 20 minutes. But today I wanted to stick with my time frame, so I left some verses out.